And I'm very glad to be here. So as Pastor Nick said, that I'm from Sweden. And I just wonder if all of you or most of you know about where is Sweden. Because most of the time when I explain where I come from, I would say Sweden. But people would reply, Switzerland. And I say, no, Sweden. And they say, Switzerland. And I say, no, Sweden. And before, I would say, ABBA. Anyone knows? Oh, okay. No ABBA. Okay, okay, okay. But now, I would say, IKEA. And meatballs. So people, aha, okay, we know where it come from. So, but I think that BCC Church, you, people here will know better because we have a long-term relationship, Nordic Frontiers, Chinese Church, and BCC Church, that we have, I think we have 8 years of cooperation that BCC Church has sent mission team to us. And recent 4 years, Pastor Enoch, every summer, come to us also to help out. So I believe that most of you know where is Sweden. Okay? Good. And for today, for this trip, I come to Boston, to BCC Church. It's because that I have the opportunity to share the God's word, and especially the topic, the main topic, that unlocking the talent for God's kingdom. And this is the last teaching I have. So I'm thinking and praying about what should I say about this topic, unlocking talent for God's kingdom. And for the last teaching, I believe that God wants me to target the group that they have think about that I would really like to unlock my talent. I have felt that God have called me to do something more for His kingdom, to unlock my talent. And God prompting me that I need to say something more, to give more wisdom from the Bible. How can we take the next step? How can we take the faith step? And I believe that crossing the river, crossing the Jordan River from Joshua chapter 3, will help us to understand more how to unlock the talent, that take the faith step to the other side, like the Jewish people done before, that they come in into the promised land by crossing the Jordan River. So this morning, my target, and I will focus more for those people that they really want to unlock more for God, unlock the talent for God. And how can I do it? How can I take the faith step? What kind of wisdom can I get to help me to really understand how to prepare me? So this is the main target, main message for today. So before I go further, let's pray together. God, we thank you that we can be here, and thank you for your word. And thank you that you have opened up your ministry. And thank you that we can be a part of your kingdom. God, we thank you that you have given us this topic to the church, that we have this mission conference, and especially that encourage us to unlock our talent for your kingdom. And I believe today, God, that you want to say more to those people that they are really thinking about, how can I unlock? They are being called to unlock, but maybe they are not sure, they struggle, they do not know how, and they don't know how the real situation will can be. So God, for this morning, we pray that we can get more wisdom from Joshua chapter 3 to help us how to take the next step, how to take the faith step to unlock the talents for God's kingdom. So God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I have explained the message, the main message, and I would like to go to the next slide. And I will explain the 4 points to help us to understand how can we cross the river, how to get the pass through Jordan. So the first thing I would like to explain is depend on him in verse 1 to 2. And the second thing I will talk about is focus on God, since you have never been there before, from verse 3 to 4. And then point number 3, God commands you to step out, verse 5 to 13. And the last one, God affords an opportunity to demonstrate his power, from 14 to 17. So this is the 4 points I would like to explain that I believe that will help us to take the next step, to take the faith step, how to cross the river, and how to unlocking the talent for God. So let's begin with the first point, the first wisdom from God. So next, please. Dependent on him. And if you read verse 1 to 2, that the Jewish people, after many, many, many years of in the desert, that they finally come to the exit of the promised land. And in front of them is the promised land, and between them is only a river, Jordan River. And they need to stay there for 3 days before God give them more instruction, before God say go. Okay? So they need to stay there 3 days. And I'm just curious. And I'm just thinking about from the human side. Okay? Because if we are the Jewish people, after 40 years of waiting, okay? And the Jewish people is the second generation, so they have heard about all the promises, God's vision, planning, that God will bring the Jewish people to the promised land. So finally, the people arrive, the exit to the promised land, and this is only the river beside them. So I'm just thinking, I'm just curious, how will I react if I were the Jewish people? And then I have to wait 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. I'm just thinking, it's like Christmas. It's like the Christmas gift under the tree. And I'm thinking about my kids now. Okay? So every time I have a Christmas tree and I have the gift there, and they just, "Dad, what is that? Can you tell me?" "No, no, no. You have to wait to the, I think it's Boxing Day, or the day you have, you can open the gift." Okay? And so I see that they will go there and touch the gift. Okay? And they will shake the gift. And maybe they will also sneak in under the wrapping paper to see what kind of gift they are going to have. And maybe when we are not at home or in the morning, when we are sleeping, me and my wife, they will also open up the wrapping paper and then see, aha, is that? And then close it, okay? And I think that is human. That is children and that is human. And I'm just thinking, maybe the Jewish people, if I were the Jewish people, maybe I would also be like that. How would that be to come in to the promised land? And I think the difficult is that God is telling them that wait for 3 days. And I'm just, wait for 3 days is a way that train them to be dependent on him, on God. And I think that is the first point. That is the first wisdom that God wants to teach the people, that you all people, Jewish people, you need to be dependent on him. So do not go if I don't say it. You just wait there for 3 days. Even it's really close and really easy to go over. So I just want to explain to you that it is quite easy to pass the river. If you take the next slide, Okay, I think you cannot see. Okay. But this is the map, Israel, and you can see the blue is the lake, and between the blue is the river. And I have Googled the Jordan River, and the river is not that far. It's not that long. And the river is only 150 miles. 150 miles. Okay? So you have 3 days to go. So if you divide 150, it's around 40 miles each day you have to go. So you can go around the river, just exit the Jordan River. So you do not have to wait for God. Okay? So that is not that hard to go 50 miles every day to pass the river, isn't it? Or maybe you don't want to go. Okay? You don't want to go. You just want to pass the Jordan River. So next slide, please. Almost like this, the Jordan River is. And if you read books about the river, you can see that almost that the deep of the river is around 2 to 6 yards. 2 to 6 yards. Even if you read verse 15, it's during the harvest time, which means that it's more water, but you can find out that 50 places in Jordan River, you can just walk over. You can just walk over 50 places in Jordan River. You can just walk over. And the last thing I'm just thinking about, now I'm thinking about the Catholic people here, like Charles, like Vernon, I think. I think if they run and jump, they can jump over the Jordan River. Or maybe Vernon and Charles can throw it, people. Go, go, because it's not far. So I'm just thinking that if I were the people, or if we were the people, that we have to wait 3 days to pass in, to go into the promised land. I think many people ask me, I would sneak in. Because I cannot wait. I cannot wait to God. I cannot really depend on Him. So, the practical things we can learn from the wisdom number one, verse 1 and 2, to be dependent on Him. The practical things, what I can learn is, especially about prayer. I'm just curious. I don't know about BCC church, but in my church, quite often when we have ministry, when we prepare things, we will have meeting, okay? And we will plan everything. We will try to fix everything. And then the last point, okay, anything we have forget about? Oh yeah, prayer. We forgot prayer. Yeah, prayer is very important. So I'm just thinking that this is the thing God wants to remind us, that dependent on Him. And one practical thing is that waiting 3 days, like the text say, you can pass over the Jordan River, but you stay there because God is telling you to do that. And I think the practical things we can learn from is that we always pray before everything happens. We pray before the things happen, not after, not that when problems happen, then we realize that we need to pray. We need to pray because we have problem. So I think the first point, when we want to unlock the talent for God's kingdom, crossing the river, the first point we can learn, the first wisdom is dependent on Him. And the practical thing is, when will you pray? And what I can learn from this text is, pray before, not when problem happens. That is a way to learn how to depend on Him. Okay, that is the first point. The second point. Focus on God since you have never been there before. So the second point is almost explanation why we need to depend on him in first point. Because the most interesting I can find that God prompting me to say is the last sentence of verse 4. It said, "For you have not passed this way before." For you have not passed this way before. And I think this is typical when we unlock the talent for God and then we pass the Jordan River and we want to follow God. And because God will lead you to the way that you have never been before, which means that you cannot rely on your experience. You cannot rely on your ability because this is the way you have never been before. And that is also the interesting thing. And that is also that we need to be dependent on him. So I've heard a deacon have a sharing with me about how he'd been called to serve God in a different country. Because the deacon is from Canada, and I don't remember which country, which city. I think it's Toronto or Edmonton. And the situation is that he had moved from Hong Kong, from Canada, long time ago, but his English is not that good. So, but I think you know, in Canada, especially Toronto, you don't need to speak English. Okay, you will survive by Chinese, okay? Okay, you will survive, it's okay. So for him, after many years in Toronto, I think, he settled down, everything is good, working, church, serving, family, everything is good. But after he retired, God calling him, God moved him, that you need to leave your comfort zone and go to Europe. Because Europe, if you think that you have not many resources here in Boston, please come to Europe. You will see. And God called him to Europe, but he don't want to do that because he don't know what will happen in Europe. And he's not sure about it. So God keep calling him. And in the end, he followed God because he read this text. The last sentence, "For you have not passed this way before." And that is the purpose. That is the main idea to follow God. That he will lead you to an area, to a way that you have never been before. Therefore, we really need to depend on him. So this is the second wisdom for us to help us how we can take the faith step. How can we cross the Jordan River? And how can we unlock the talents for God's kingdom? So let's go to number 3. God command you to step out. And it's long verse, so the main thing, the summarize from verse 5 to 13, is that God explained to Joshua what will happen, that he need to gather the people and be prepared to cross the Jordan River. And then in the end of verse 13, God also explained to him that what will happen, and a miracle will happen, that God will stop the water, and then the people can go over the river. And what we can see is that this is only the first step, correct? This is only the first step. God didn't gave him the whole picture, the whole planning, how they are going to get the promised land. So God only gave him the first step that crossed the river, and he will experience a miracle. The river will stop, the water will stop. But then, what will happen? So I'm just thinking, if you were Joshua, if you were the leader, the only thing you know is the first step. And you're leading a thousand of people. And they may well ask you, "Well, Joshua, what will happen next when we have crossed the river?" And you answer, "I don't know. You just cross the river and wait for God for next instruction. So that is the thing we can understand from the point number three. And I think that is also wisdom that we can learn from. That because usually God will do like that. God will not give you the whole picture. God will only give you the first step. He called you. He wants you to do something. Okay? And He gives you the first step, the practical step, the first step. And then you have to wait. You have to be faithful. You have to wait for God's next instruction. So for me, in Sweden, when I have served in Sweden for almost 10 years now as a second generation pastor, and 3 years ago, I have sabbatical, and sabbatical is a tradition in the church, also in BCC church, that after 6 years, then you have 6 months of personal time, like that. Okay, so I have a sabbatical for 6 years, 6 months. I wish 6 months. Okay, and the main thing for this 6 months is I really have to think about what is the next step. Because I struggle a lot to lead that ministry, second generation. I think the biggest difference between Scandinavia, Nordic countries and US is that the population of Chinese people is much lower, which means that sometimes it's really lonely when you have ministry because not that many people. So my main questions during my sabbatical is, God, do you want me to continue to serve in the second generation ministry? And do you want me really serve the second generation, or should I focus on the first generation but young kids, first generation? You understand the difference. First generation young kids and then second generation who raised up in Scandinavia is different. And I pray, I read, I study, and after the 6 months, God prompted me, God renewed my call that He wants me to continue to serve, to help, to develop second generation ministry in Scandinavia. Because if we do not do that, the Chinese church will die out. If second generation do not raise up, the Chinese church will die out. Okay? So, I am very glad. I'm very thankful for God that He has renewed my passion and calling, etc., etc. But when the church board asked me, "So, Billy, what is the next step?" I say, "Well, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the practical next step, but what I know is that God has renewed my calling. God has helped me to see the need again and then go further. But I don't know about how will He do for the next step." But what we have done now is that we have built up a training with help of Pastor Enoch that we have after 3 years now. We have more structured training, and I am very thankful for that, that we can train new co-worker. But the tricky thing is, when we have trained all the new co-worker and we don't have new people, then the training will be, how do you say, wasted. The training will be wasted. But if you ask me, how can we more structure to reach out? And I will say, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm praying for that. I'm praying that how can we reach out so people will come to Christ and more co-worker, because we have a better training now. But how to reach out? I don't know. I have to pray for that. So that is point number three. That this is the, usually God will do like that, that He just gave you the next step. But then after the next step, we have to wait. We have to be faithful and we have to pray for that. So this is the point number three. So Point number four. Yes. His power. So point number four, God offered an opportunity to demonstrate his power from verse 14 to 17. And you can see all of you in this last section that God calling the people to go over the river. So the priest with the ark first. So when the priest go down to the river, the water stop. The water stop. So the people, the whole nation can pass the river without drain of water. So this is the miracle. This is the sign God gave to the people, and especially Joshua. And what can we learn from this last section, point number four? And I would think that for people who want to go to the next step, cross the river, Jordan River, unlock the talent, I think I can say that it will be time that we will struggle. It will be time that we will think that it's really hard, that we cannot see God. Okay? I can say that. And point number four is really important in those times. Because point number four, why God is doing that? Because he wants Joshua, he wants the people to remember this miracle, that it is God who leading them into the promised land. Because when they come to the promised land, they will experience other difficulties. They will experience other tough time. So they need to be remembered. So if you read the next chapter, chapter 4, that God is calling them to have 12 stones. And this stone is a symbol of memorial that about this miracle. And memorial is really important for us. Because every time when we forget about God's calling, when we are struggling, when we don't understand, then we need to pray to God. Then we remember, think back God's calling. And God, I would say like that, he will not remove the problem. He will not remove the problem, the struggle, because the problem, the struggle will help us to grow. But God will give us a sign. God will give us miracle that we can understand. He is still in us. He is still leading us, like he done for the Jordan River, that he asking the people to remember that miracle. So one testimony that I heard from a pastor that reminding us about point number four, that is an important memorial, that this pastor have a daughter, and this daughter is handicapped. So he needs help with everything, okay? And during, in the morning, he need to help the daughter with the breakfast and medicine. But in that morning, the pastor is really struggling of different things, of the ministry, family, etc., etc. So he prayed to God, and for guidance, for help. And after prayer, the pastor went down and helped the daughter with the milk and the medicine. And usually, because the daughter, because of her handicap, she cannot control her hands. So everything who comes near to her, he will push back. He will push back. So if you give her a glass of milk, what will he do? She will push the glass, the milk, so it will splash. So you have to clean the kitchen. But in that morning, the pastor is so tired, so he didn't care. So he just gave her the milk and the medicine and asked her to take the medicine and drink the milk. And he just went back to the room and continued to pray. And after the prayer, he looked into the kitchen and saw that the daughter had taken the medicine and drink up the milk. And he remembered this occasion, this miracle, or this sign. Why? Because for him, God is again telling him that he's the living God, he's leading him, but God will not remove the problem. But God will give him the sign that he's still with him, that he's still leading him. Like number four in Jordan River, that we need to remind that God's calling and God always give us help, sign that we can continue, but he will not remove the problem or struggle because this is the way we need to grow. So, oh, time almost over. Okay. These 4 points, I hope it will be helpful for you people, especially this is the last teaching about unlocking the talents for God's kingdom. And especially, I think that God today would like to speak to those people that if you want to unlock your talents for God and you want to cross the Jordan River, you want to take the faith step and you want to be more prepared. And I believe this text, Jordan River, how the people cross the river will help us also cross our Jordan River. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this moment, and we thank you that you have invited us to your kingdom, to be a part of your kingdom, that we can use our talent, our gift for your kingdom. And God, we pray, especially for those people that you're calling them, prompting them to unlock the talent for your kingdom. And I can understand, many times it's really struggle. And I pray that Joshua chapter 3, that crossing the Jordan River will help us, that you give us the wisdom, that we take the faith step to follow you. God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.